Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
And welcome back to Musicals with Cheese. Make me a musical. And Andrew, we have an extra special guest. I am actually very, very surprised we have them.
Please welcome actress, singer, songwriter, and filmmaker, and current star of Beetlejuice the Musical. It's Elizabeth Teeter!
Oh my gosh! Wow, you're surprised to have me here?
I'm always surprised when someone's like, oh yeah, we'll
someone agreed to come on our show? Like, what?
Well, I didn't know what this was till about 2 seconds ago. So
you wouldn't be here if you did, I'm sure.
I was looking on the link and I was like, musicals with cheese. That sounds fun. I should have done my research. I should have listened.
No worry.
I'm gonna go binge all the other musicals with cheese episodes after this.
I imagine your publicist is gonna write an email like, actually, can you just not put that? We don't want to be associated with those gentlemen.
Catty and Crass over here.
Catty and Crass.
Like, Elizabeth, your first interview was great, but this one was different.
Well, it is very much gonna be different because it isn't an interview and within the next 30 minutes, we have to pitch a musical. And you have given us the excellent idea that this musical today is going to be Mushrooms the Musical. That's our starting pitch.
I'd like everyone to know this was because I have a mushroom candle sitting right in front of me. So not very, I don't know, off the top of my head, not very creative, but that's okay.
This is where it bounces off of. So we can go in like 50 different directions here. Are we going to go through the anthropomorphic side where it is literally a living mushroom? Or are we going to go with like a morel, like hunter for morel mushrooms with his little pig and trying to find him? Which direction? We got one of those two choices.
Ooh, I feel like those are two very different musicals.
Yes.
It depends on what we're
doing.
What
would a mushroom do? If you're a living mushroom, you're just going to sit
okay,
there.
Okay, I have an idea. Mm-hmm. But if you're a living mushroom, you could have the dilemma of not everyone likes mushrooms, you know? I feel like you either come across people that hate mushrooms or love mushrooms. And that could be a moral problem for this mushroom.
So in the world of Mushrooms the Musical, are mushrooms their main goal to get eaten? Is it like the cat's rule of trying to die?
That's a little
it's like
morbid,
cats.
Actually.
They want to be dead. They really want someone to
She's
eat
like,
them.
But no one wants to eat me. Oh my God. No.
I'm kind of into
Maybe.
That, actually.
I'm into that a little bit. Like,
but I don't know. We got another idea.
All right, what's your other idea?
Well, that was my idea. But we could go the foraging way. It could
or
be a hunter situation.
It could be competing people that are like competing to like create mushroom like meals out of dishes and stuff. And they
it
have to.
It could be a town where mushrooms are their source. And
I like that. I like this idea.
Mushrooms are their source. And it's like a huge like competition, kind of like Streganona. Like she's the pasta maker. There's like a mushroom like person, but then conflict arises be determined.
Who is our main character in this little town of the mushroom village or whatever?
Shremina.
All right.
Shremina.
Or Shremino.
Did she get into mushrooms because of the name, or was she named because she got into mushrooms? Chicken and the egg question.
A little of both.
I think it was like one of those like prophet situations where like she was born and someone was like, this is our mushroom girl.
All right. Now, she has to have conflict within herself for the I Want song.
Internal or extra. Oh, the I Want song.
Like, so if we're going to give her an I Want song, does she love doing mushrooms?
No.
And
she wants to be a dentist.
I think she wants to be a dentist, and I think like from birth people have been like training her to be this like mushroom masseuse type person, and they're like, you are the center of our town and you are responsible for, you know, basically keeping everyone alive because mushrooms are their source of
like food. Their financial source and all that. Like it is yeah, their main import everything. Export kind of what thing.
She, I don't know if she has this? Powers. This could be a different thing. She could have mushroom powers, ooh. But like she like helps the mushrooms grow. It's like an Elsa situation, but with mushrooms.
I like that. She has like and, a green thumb.
Right. And she's kind of like brown thumb. But she's fungus. Like, she's kind of like fungus. Elsa in that she's like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to be a dentist.
Okay. Then the next morning, like after she sings her I Want song, sets yeah. up her all the mushrooms dead. Like yeah. her thumb power doesn't work. Now she has to go on an adventure to figure out where to get more
through
mushrooms.
Song and dance.
Exactly. And then she goes
meets
into
some
like
friends along the way.
A yeah. cabbage town where you
yes, meet, she meets like, a cabbage town, and like maybe there's someone else that's like in charge of the cabbages.
Wait, what
I don't
goes
really
with
know.
Cabbage doesn't go with mushrooms though, does it?
Spinach.
That works.
Like a sautéed spinach mushroom. She falls
there's
in love
be
with the
like
spinach.
A meal.
She falls
at the
in
end.
Love with the spinach. Person
queen, the squid
spinach queen or king
we need them to be a reflection of her
right,
where
right.
they are also unhappy with their lot in
yes
life.
They also don't want to be in charge of the spinach land
maybe they're rival like rival kingdoms so to say like you've
rival
got the,
kingdom. The spinach and the mushroom kingdom
there we go we
that,
got this.
Now we're talking some Romeo and Juliet
the
type
mushroom
thing.
Kingdom what is this the Mario
it's
okay
the Mario Luigi turned spinach mushroom.
So Shremina, she wants more than that. She wants to be a
she
dentist.
Needs Spinocchio, which is
Spinocchio.
Spinocchio.
And they kind of like you
oh,
know
no.
Like a lot of interesting folks there, and they've been warring factions for years. But she decides I'm gonna leave the mushrooms to go into the enemy territory to see if she can find help.
Oh, the enemy territory. Yeah. Because maybe she hears of the previous mushroom king or queen
mm-hmm.
who has like abdicated the throne. And it was like a we don't talk about Bruno moment. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, well, I need to find Bruno or whatever the mushroom person is and figure out what went on here.
Okay, so we got Shremina. We need to give this like tops or something. Something about like what fungi father.
Fungi father. Is this a love story? Is this like a
no? This is like the guiding. Like,
yeah, this is the mentor guiding. Figure that
the mentor figure who's like follow your dreams.
Exactly.
That's the
but he was
sad
so
number.
Tired of doing the mushrooms that he left and mm-hmm. went to live with the spinach people.
Oh, so he's like traitor.
Maybe he wanted to be the dentist and Shremina. Shremina is like really into it. Like, hey, we got to do the mushrooms. Then one day just her powers are gone. A real kind of Moana situation where she's like,
yeah,
yeah I
want to oh,
help.
Yeah.
She
think
sings
that
the
might
I
be.
Want song and then she wakes up and is like, uh-oh, I guess I wished too hard. My mm-hmm. powers are gone and everyone's starving. I have to go. Maybe she's like, I got to go get help. I got to get my powers back. And then along the way, she's like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, but then the village is starving. So that's the conflict.
Yes. She discovers that she doesn't want that to be the only thing in her life by looking at Spinocchio, who is also like a little jaded about being the spinach master.
She's like, wait, you don't like spinach either?
I feel like five different stories going on here. I really,
there's a lot.
I'm not going to be able to follow this one when I watch it.
There's three characters.
There are
Andrew.
A plots and B plots.
We got three characters.
In the background.
C plots as
was
well.
Was that Spinocchio coming in the back somewhere?
I think I just saw Spinocchio. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, Spinocchio, get out. So basically she's off to find her father figure, the former king of the mushroom kingdom.
Or my literal father.
The former
me.
King of he's trying to find King Peach.
She finds out that her father is the king of the spinach land.
Yes.
And he never told her this.
Okay,
what's going? That's a lot of
they have to unite the kingdoms at the end, right?
Yeah, I feel like she convinces Spinocchio, like, hey, you should give up your power too, because you know if you're unhappy, you shouldn't do it. And then all the kingdoms just fall apart, and then they
all
have
the
to gather.
Fall apart, but then they realize that the only way that they're going to be able to like survive is just like teamwork. Like everyone has to plant the mushrooms, everyone has to plant
exactly.
the spinach. It's not on one person. They're like democracy. Okay, no kings, queens. Just mm-hmm. pure teamwork.
Yeah, because
no kings, no mushrooms, just teamwork.
Not just a one like vegetable kingdom. We can mm-hmm. all be like a gathering, a melting pot of vegetables.
Yeah, they're like wait a second. It's like a Ratatouille moment where he tries the strawberry and the cheese together, and he's like, these colors are beautiful. And they're like, wait, sautéed spinach and sautéed mushrooms? This is incredible.
And then the people already, we kind of sow the seeds that the townspeople kind of hate each other, but then they meet the other townspeople from the other cities. And
there's
they
a
find
big dance
loves.
Number between them. There's a dance battle between the mushrooms and spinach.
Yes, and then it just gets a little too sexy, and then Pinocchio and Shremina get together at the end.
They're like, wait a sec, you can dance.
Who is that girl over there? She's from the Mushroom Kingdom.
She's from the Mushroom. This is like turning into like West Side Story.
This is like, so this is going to be a jukebox show, right? Like,
oh,
this is
that
a
is
mess.
A good question. So, it's not that big of a mess. She
what
leaves.
If it's both? Like, what if it's like the random amount of like its original songs, and all of a sudden you're like, is that ABBA? Like,
yeah. I feel like if I watch this, there's gonna be that moment where it's a pop song, you know, and it's like, wait,
like Katy Perry? That's weird. Yeah. But then it's like an original ballad afterwards, so it just comes out of nowhere. I don't think that's been done a lot.
No, it's a jukebox musical made entirely of other jukebox musicals. So they're pulling from ABBA, they're pulling from Moulin Rouge, like only like songs everything. Used in other ones.
Well, I feel like we're getting like the Tanz de Vampire thing where it's like a total eclipse is just a song in the musical, but everything else is original.
But I feel like with all of these other original songs that have nothing to do with vegetables. It's like a metaphor?
Yeah, you know, like if you think like totally fungi is a lot like being a firework.
The whole thing is giving me Romeo and Juliet vibes.
Yeah.
It is a little bit like Romeo and Juliet, but this is
better.
Jukebox,
but they can change the... Yeah, this is better, obviously.
Well, I mean, Spinocchio and...
I mean,
I can't even remember the other name right now.
Spinocchio,
I think Spinocchio is like... top tier, like you hear that and you're like sold.
Yeah, so we end act one with like all the kingdoms falling because you know
there's like a big like crash, and then you're like uh-oh, blackout.
Yeah, like oh, how are we gonna solve this? Better come back for act two. Then act two is like, man, we had a real nice clam bake so that the audience can sit down, we're gonna have our little nonsense song, and then we're gonna start the story up again.
Yeah
So how are we gonna end it? Like what is the final goal?
I mean, the final goal is all the kingdoms deciding, you know what, we can't rely on one person to do all of our vegetable needs. We have to actually learn as a community.
We
got to
learn
grow
as a community, and
plant.
The food is better.
So the goal is farming.
Yes. And a musical about mushrooms, isn't the goal always going to inevitably
be
farming?
Farming. I think it's a really telling piece right now.
The Pulitzer. This is going to be the next A Strange Loop.
I think so. I think so.
I think it, so. We have to do something with mushrooms. Like the final message has to be, like they learn it because of some metaphor revolving around mushrooms.
You know? Okay, so they're very top heady.
They're
but...
like, don't do drugs.
Oh snap! We
we have to do the like. Yes, they get high as shit scene. Like you have to do that.
She goes to a place that looks exactly like her.
Like wait, no.
She goes to a place that looks exactly like the Mushroom Kingdom. Like everyone's the same except a little off. That turns out it's the other kind of Mushroom Kingdom. And they're all just kind of like, here, try some. She's like,
there's
all
a song.
Right,
yeah, there's like a. There's like a song where like they like try to trick the spinach kingdom, and like that's like their way of attack is they just.
I was thinking more like Vision Quest kind of thing, you know?
Oh, like there's like a whole like trippy scene in there, like
yeah, and that's how she learns what needs to happen,
and that's like the big let's alligator moment. Spinocchio just walked
the
in the background
song
again.
Is like, she's like, whoa, I've had a vision. Oh my gosh,
a vision of other vegetables. I need to go on my adventure.
I need to go on my quest.
There's got to
be
more.
Hero's quest.
Then of course she
be more.
And of course she finds her like mentor figure, useless, like I don't care about the Mushroom Kingdom. And then she has to figure out.
Yeah, she thinks he's like all that, and he's like a man behind the curtain situation where he's like, I don't care.
But at the last minute, he shows up to help because narrative convenience.
You're like Bruno, or I'm just saying that now because
Encanto's in the brain.
Yeah.
His name is what? His
She's
name's
like,
what? Morale?
Oh, no.
Morale. I like that.
Morale? What are you doing here? I've come to save you, child. What do you think I'm doing?
You were right about the mushrooms.
You think I'd miss out on a party like this?
He's like, I was thinking. I was meditating. And I decided I gotta leave my house.
And he's played by Danny Burstein. You were right, child. I brought my hoe and I'm ready to garden.
Oh yeah, we gotta have celebrity casting in this.
Yeah. So Shermina,
so we need three songs or something.
Okay, we have the I Want song, which I think is like more than a Morel.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Than a Morel.
I like that. Maybe that's our family line, the Morel. Shermina Morel.
More than mushrooms. There must be something more.
It's always more for these characters.
I want. It's literally the I Want song.
We got some good songs going on here. This is going to be some bops.
Songwriter.
Okay, so we usually end with this, but now that it's coming up, who do you think should compose this musical? Like...
us.
I mean, Elizabeth Teeter, it would be a pretty big like step I'd be into it. Like I'm thinking of you as Shermina, though. I feel like having the acting role and you know the songwriting.
I wasn't gonna
role.
Pitch it myself. I didn't want to do like a I wasn't gonna say it, but
if we see this on Broadway, we gotta get some credit here.
So we're gonna cast Derek Klena as Spinocchio.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I feel like you guys would vibe together.
Yeah, Derek Klena, Danny Bernstein. It's just the whole Moulin Rouge cast.
We gotta throw a rock into that. We got Beth Malone plays like the matriarch of the.
Let's
the
get like Leslie Morel Kritzer thing. In it too. I want to do it with her. She'll be like another vegetable like person.
She's the
along
cabbage
the way.
Leader.
She's the cabbage leader. She has a funny song that she tries to like. Distract her along the way, but
wait.
Work.
What's a vegetable that absolutely no one likes? She's the kale.
Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts.
I love Brussels sprouts.
They're notorious for nobody liking them.
No one likes them, but we
nobody
all like
likes
them.
Kale though. No one actually kale like tastes kale. Like bug spray.
Kale chips though.
Those are good.
You put bug spray on them, like
maybe. Maybe it's just
how
my
do you know
dressing.
What bug spray tastes like?
I mean, you've never sprayed it in the air and just oh, I'm walking through this and then some hit my tongue.
You open your mouth while you're spraying yourself.
Well, usually you don't. I'm not going to spend half of our pitch time expressing how I know what bug spray tastes like.
How do you know what that tastes like?
That's our next musical, Bug Spray. Let's drink it.
We should have done Bug Spray. Not
it's like hairspray, but it's a...
We're like, there's someone that wants to be on a dancing TV show, but they can't do it without Bug Spray. But they're an ant.
It's an outdoor show.
Oh, yes. Well, it's all dancing, but they're like swinging at the flies.
You know, this would be great because instead of like a merchandise booth, we'll just have a kitchen. Like, we'll just have like a stovetop and like people will just be sauteing vegetables the whole time. So you walk in and you're like, ooh, I smell mushrooms.
Exactly. It's just like the waitress thing where they gave you like pies to start with.
The marketing just,
like,
the show.
Who would want, like, you walk in and there's like a box of like mushrooms raw. And you're like,
Emeril Lagasse's there, like frying up, sauteing them every single day. Eight shows a week.
The marketing and merchandising for this show is going to be much better than the show itself, I think.
That's not true. The show's great,
you
Andrew.
Know what? I don't think that is the right attitude we need to make this a successful show.
All right, so what's our 11 o'clock number? So because we know what the climax is, like they decide, you know what, we all need to work together, but we need another vegetable pun. What's a vegetable pun we could put here? Like we've grown roots or something like that.
Oh yeah, that's
we've
good.
We've grown roots one day more.
Then we just rip off Bobeel and Schoenberg.
We've grown roots.
It's like a flag.
And it's got a little morel mushroom on it.
Yeah. No, but
I feel like they make a salad. They make a salad, like, and they finally put all the vegetables together.
Oh.
We blend together and then
we make a salad.
We make a salad.
We make a salad with shrooms and
Pinocchio.
Yes. Like, yes.
It comes out of nowhere. Everyone's like, oh my God, it sounds like we built this city, but it's not.
It's just close enough to be legally a parody.
Legally not, we built this city, but it is.
We make this salad. Do do do.
We made this salad with spinach and shrooms.
Spinach and shrooms. We made this salad.
And then they start listing all the vegetables and carrots and greens and onions.
I can't remember how the actual song goes after that, but raw spinach and shrooms. Da na na. And I
but
think
that's,
it's
the only pop song. That's the only pop song.
Yeah.
I just think of, like, I don't know why I'm thinking of the Muppets movie where they're like cleaning up the theater, but that's, you know.
Yeah, no. 100%.
That is, they do sing that song there.
They do sing that song in the Muppets movie. We can get the Muppets in.
Okay, all right. I think
Muppets
is our new favorite guest.
I recently made a slideshow of like the Muppets Beetlejuice casting. Like, if we were to cast Beetlejuice with the Muppets, so like maybe this could be a crossover thing as well.
I'm into that. Like, what was your casting? What was your idea?
Yeah, like,
I'm pretty proud of my casting. This is a little off topic, but
that's fine.
Yeah,
like Beetlejuice is Animal, of course. Yes. Beetlejuice is Animal. We said Lydia would be Rizzo the Rat. I think that would be perfect.
What? There aren't many female Muppets to work with.
Okay.
I will give you that.
But like Rizzo in like the little dress, like, and he's like sassy and like running up the banister, like screaming. I think
I might actually be behind this.
I am strange and unusual.
He kind of like drags everyone around him too, which I think is great.
I said
Miss Piggy as Delia and Argentina. I think split track, that makes sense. Kermit is Adam, makes sense. Janice is Barbara, the blonde hair, obviously. What else did we say? I said Miss Poogie as Juno, like the rival.
Yes. Brilliant.
What are the two old men? Waldorf and
Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah, we said they both would play Maxie Dean. Like at the same time.
It's like
they would...
in Christmas Carol where they split the
character
into
two
characters.
And then we went on to their many different like side character roles that we kind of plan out. Pepe the King Prawn would be Otho. So this could be a situation. You know, Beetlejuice is going on tour and I'm not saying this should be the cast, but I'm saying
if it is the cast, no one's gonna complain.
Yeah.
If it is the cast, I would want to go see it.
Elizabeth, I do have a question, and this might be a personal question, so take it. Are you often in competition with Rizzo the Rat in your roles?
I didn't. It's a little sensitive. You know, it's hard. It's a sensitive question, and that's why I hesitated to put Rizzo on this celebrity casting. But you know, people look at me and say, "Wow, you remind me of Rizzo the Rat." So,
I mean, you go into these auditions, you get up every morning at 6, you stand there in line, and you come out and you see Rizzo sitting there, and you're like, "Fuck,
it's
over.
Not that rat
it's
again."
Over.
It's over.
It's not like an insult to be compared
to. Not
that
rat.
All right, we gotta get back to the shrooms.
Okay. Sorry, side point.
No worries. So what composer do you think would take on our shroom musical? We should give it a title. Come on. Shermina and Spinocchio, the ballad of
Shermina and Spinocchio.
That makes it seem too much like Romeo.
Yeah, like Romeo and Juliet.
What about Little Miss Morel?
Little Miss
I don't
Sunshine?
Hate that, but it's
Little
a
Miss, but it's also like maybe something with mushrooms involved.
Well, Morel is a mushroom, which is
okay. Yeah, that's
the type
true.
Of mushroom, right?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't actually know that much about mushrooms before.
Well,
this
we always do our research before we start. Okay.
That's
I can tell. I can tell. The title's the most important part.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if the show's good.
We could just call it Shrooms. I can already see the playbill. I can see the Al Hirschfeld drawings.
It's perfect marketing, really, because you can
perfect,
do a lot with that.
You don't know what to expect.
You
and
get the drug scene. You get like the kids involved. Everyone's coming to see that
shrooms.
Opening weekend.
They think it's going to be some like huge lesson, and then it's really just
it's
about
like cats.
Vegetables.
It's
a
like
sincere
cats.
Story about persevering and not putting all the pressure on one person in your community.
And the poster is like a red poster with white spots, but there's like people dancing as the spots.
Oh.
And people are like, man, what is Shrooms about? I don't understand. And nobody knows what it's about till they go see it, you know?
And this will go on the dressing room table.
Yep, every night.
Yep. Every day. So. It smells like a forest. It's a candle. So anyway, no one
beautiful.
Can see
I like
that.
That's,
beautiful.
That's nice.
yes. You know what? You can't see it. So you know what? Elizabeth's doing backflips right now. She's been doing it the whole time. You'll never be able to say she didn't.
Dancer first.
So,
acrobat first.
So my pitch for the writer of this might be an off the wall one. I'm thinking mm-hmm. Michael R. Jackson. Like he's gonna bring something different to this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I see it.
Is this a rock musical? Is this like maybe a combination? Like you're like, wait, why does this sound like Light in the Piazza? And then all of a sudden you're like, rock.
Oh, Adam Gutell, that could be another good one.
Yeah, it could be like, some pretty ballads in there. And then we built this city. I mean, we built the salad.
Built this
salad.
That just has to be in there. And that's like that's what to draw all the normal people in. You know, like the non-musical families,
like,
they come
oh,
to see it.
It's like how it's Shrek by saying, I'm a believer, just to give you the reward for sitting through Shrek the Musical. It's just like that.
Don't drag Shrek the
Shrek
Musical.
The Musical's good, though.
I love Shrek the Musical.
We love Shrek the Musical on this podcast.
Then why are you doing that?
I'm thinking about the normies that are like, I'm going to go see Shrek the Musical. I want All-Star. And then it's like, we'll give you I'm a believer.
I feel like a normal person would be like, oh, fine, I'll go see Shrek the Musical. And then be like, wait, this was fantastic.
Except Shea Ferrillis, for some reason, guest of the show. He really hated that musical for no reason.
Oh.
So let's... So Ben Brantley going into... I know he doesn't do the job anymore. Ben Brantley, opening weekend, Shrooms the Musical.
Mm.
What would his review say?
5 stars.
Oh, really? A man who notoriously never gives like number ratings decides, no, at this time, numbers. We're going 5.
No, my perspective is if you drag your own musical or you drag, like, you know, we got to be our biggest supporters here.
Mm-hmm.
If no one believes in us, we have to believe in us.
I have the Ben Brantley review, I think. The whole first paragraph.
What's
is
the
just...
like title? Shrooms. More than...
It's like shrooms, like you'll wish you were high.
Shrooms
or
dooms.
Yeah,
that's
and then
it.
And then the whole
that's
first paragraph is just him talking about how he is. It's like you're wandering through a forest looking for a good mushroom, and you can't tell the poison ones from the non-poison ones. And you don't understand what he, if he liked it or if he didn't like it, but that's the entire like review.
It's very, like mixed. Like you're like, wait,
wait, so is it good? Is it bad? Did you even talk about the show? And then he'll mention like one of the leads was like good or something.
Yeah. Like, no, Hera, did Derek Lena as Pinocchio is life changing.
Derek Lena as Pinocchio shines. I wanted more of him.
Not Pinocchio, Spinocchio.
Spinocchio.
He spells it wrong with a K somehow. And Jason Robert Brown's one song that he wrote really kind of enchanted me, but the rest was done by Adam Gattell. All right.
Standout was we built this salad, but
I feel like I've heard it before, but I don't know.
It like strikes a nostalgic nerve, but it's like is it just different enough where like you can't take the copyright? Like
exactly. It's like those SNL parodies.
Secretly, Bentley's favorite song of all time.
Okay, so
he gets really excited.
So what happens is it's not a hit at first when Shrooms hits Broadway. Sadly enough, it seems to be floundering a little bit. But then the girl that plays Shrimpina starts doing TikTok trends backstage, and then suddenly it's a hit.
Then suddenly it's a hit.
And then they start then it Brigadoon closes, wants
and then
to
it's
take the
brought back.
Theater.
Like an unexpected treasure. It's like it's really not a hit at first, but then the summer crowd starts to come, and everyone's like, "Wait, this is fantastic!"
Mm-hmm. You know? And thankfully, it gets Elizabeth Teeter as Shrimpina, their first Tony Award.
Thank you so much. This has been.
All right.
It all comes down to this.
Hold on, I need to introduce you. Pretend I'm James Earl Jones.
Okay.
And the Tony Award goes to Elizabeth Teeter from Shrooms. Yeah! And the
so
music
exciting.
Playing.
Oh my god, we built this salad.
It's like played on a violin. It's like,
it's been like no lyrics, so everyone's like, why has we built this city just this way?
And then you end your speech with, "To my casting creatives, we really built this salad.
We really built this salad." To everyone out there,
it's gonna
get
redefine
a salad.
That
it's
song.
Great.
It's gonna be one of those things where in 50 years,
and
everyone's
the
just
next
gonna be like,
"Time
that's
you
the
go
song
to a restaurant, the next time you sit down at a restaurant, instead of a burger, get a salad."
Yeah.
It's really
erupts.
Like a commentary on like it's a commentary on like vegetarian, like being a vegetarian, which I'm not, but like
Audra McDonald is crying in the front row. Like Lady Gaga's like, fantastic.
I think we really outdid ourselves. This sounds like it's gonna be a hit.
Yes, it's a hit, and I hope we're not running over time. Elizabeth, this was absolutely lovely. Thank you so much for making a musical with us. There's so many things that you've got in the future.
I'm so unexpected, and I feel so creatively fulfilled.
It was a great creative exercise about Shrooms
really accomplished something.
Now, why don't you promote your other endeavors? Because we all know that this is going to be really the big project in your life for the rest
of
time.
Well, before you catch me in this Shrooms musical, you can come see Beetlejuice the musical, which is currently on Broadway at the Marquee Theater. You can find me there.
What about your social medias and all that?
Oh yes, I am on Instagram at Elizabeth Teeter Official. I am on TikTok, but I don't really. I'm not that great at it. You can find me there. That's where I am. So,
and you say there might be some songwriting endeavors in the near future.
Yes, I have written songs over the pandemic, and I'm hoping to release them soon. Hopefully, in the next month. So. Yay. Please check them out if you're interested. And if not, that's okay.
You know what? You should be interested because Elizabeth is a great joy to talk to in a very, very great time. Thank you so much for having fun with us. This was
yay!
Such a blast.
Thank
All
you.
Right. We'll see you next time on Musicals with Cheese. Make me a musical.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.